clarify client's personal perspectives. At this point, the counselor and client start to make connections in how the client's values, beliefs, emotions, and self-esteem relate to their financial habits. A financial counselor who actively listens to these perspectives will get a good idea of whether a client's goals are relevant to them. Part of helping the client create smart goals, learning about the client's personal perspectives and life experiences also helps counselors determine how to counsel them or what to teach them and in what depth. A client's education, job experience, life experiences, hobbies, culture, age, feelings about finances, etc. all help the counselor better understand how to meet their clients where they are at and tailor interview questions accordingly. A client's personal perspectives include whether the client is representing just themselves or themselves plus other family members or if a couple is being counseled together. Other important perspectives to gather include the client's experiences and interests, what they might self-select as their money personality, example a general category of how they tend to behave financially, such as being a big spender, their values and their cultural norms, client or clients. While many clients will be individuals who do not have their finances intertwined with a partner or a spouse, clients in cohabiting relationships will have mixed finances to some degree. Some clients will actually be a couple seeking help together, while others will have a partner who is not a client, but the client's issues and decisions will impact that partner. The client intake form may be useful in determining this information, so the counselor does not need to ask. However, the counselor may not have any say in what is included on the intake form. Obviously, if a couple arrives in the office for a visit, the counselor is dealing with clients. In cases where only one person shows up and no information is provided on their inner family, the counselor may need to use questioning techniques to prompt the client to volunteer this information on their own without directly asking about it. Working with couples creates many opportunities for a counselor to provide significant assistance. Studies have shown that financial conflict is a strong predictor of divorce. One cause of this conflict is financial infidelity, keeping financial secrets from the other partner. When counselors note personality differences between couples related to money decisions, one tool they can promote is negotiated compromises for different sorts of decisions. Perhaps the budget-oriented member of the couple can be in charge of mandatory bills while spending on entertainment or clothing could be in a separate account that the less disciplined partner controls. When dealing with couples, it is important to set some ground rules. These include treating both partners as equals in the financial relationship, even if one contributes by raising children and/or keeping a home. It also means that the counselor will not take sides or treat one of the partners as the problem, but instead will advocate for the couple as a unit. Since the two individual clients may be in different parts of their change journey, a financial counselor may need to work more on providing traditional financial literacy education to the couple if the couple's conflicts or the resistance of one or both are beyond the financial counselor's counseling skills. In this case, the couple can get their personal finance knowledge from the counselor and be referred to a financial therapist for the change management work. If there are any signs of domestic violence, including total financial control of one partner by the other, these are situations that require a referral and termination of the relationship with both clients. Any probing into the situation is inappropriate for a financial counselor as it could result in more abuse for the victim later in private. Experiences and interests. Saying that clients are experts in their own lives speaks to client experiences in particular. Even a client who has very little education can be quite experienced. They may have learned a trade on the job and have significant expertise. They may have significant common sense and wisdom in many areas, even if they ask for help with their personal finances. In addition, their childhood and later life experiences will have formed many of their behavioral scripts related to money and their money personalities. A client's interests unrelated to finance can be the subject of icebreakers or other small talk. They can also be used to help explain financial concepts if the counselor can get creative enough. A client's interests related to personal finance can help guide the counselor's focus on what subjects to delve deeper into. Money personalities. Money personality quizzes are popular online, and a client might have taken one. A money personality is a general description of how a client may self-identify in terms of how they approach personal finance. A counselor may also make an internal assessment of a client along these lines, but would not share it with the client. Counselors should not reinforce client self-talk about money personalities. Money personalities are general categories of beliefs related to money. Money personalities can be beneficial in some situations, but lead to unfortunate consequences in others. Since they are based on underlying beliefs that may be subconscious, money personalities may require some effort to change. Money personalities can be limiting, so counselors should work to help the client see that they do not always behave in these ways, exceptions, to help clients become ready to change when a set of beliefs is not working for the client anymore. Here are some examples of money personalities, big spenders. These personality types consider shopping essential to happiness, but their purchases do not keep them happy for long. It may be the latest clothing, car, phone, or all of the above. Having a budget is difficult but essential. Savers/misers. These people feel money should be saved, not spent. They deny themselves many comforts such as vacations, but enjoy seeing their bank balances. They may invest so conservatively that they miss significant long-term gains. The goal is to find a little balance, such as learning to take a vacation on a budget. Debtor/indifferent. Persons who are indifferent to money avoid budgeting or thinking about money, and are often deeply in debt because they spend more than they earn. Some amount of reality often needs to hit to enable change. Balanced money manager/investor. This personality type seeks to eventually earn enough from their investments that they can replace their income. They are willing to take financial risks to achieve this goal. They may spend money on fun things out of a false sense of security in good times. They may need to realize they may have an optimism bias. Values and cultural norms. Values make up a large part of a person's worldview. Values are what a person finds important, and they shape how a person thinks about themselves and others, how they treat themselves and others, and the good and bad consequences they expect they and others will experience as a result of their words and actions. It includes concepts of pride and humility, tolerance and intolerance, good and evil, and whether change is possible or that people will never change. A person who values companionship will fear loneliness. Valuing prosperity implies fearing poverty. What does the client value? What are their greatest fears? What do they tolerate least? Can the counselor separate their values from the client's values? Since everyone thinks their values are self-evident and correct, it is easy to assume others share them until getting to know them. Values about money can be called money values, which are defined as an individual's personal beliefs and guiding principles that shape how they view, use, and prioritize money in their financial decisions. Identifying a client's values can be done indirectly or directly. Indirect assessments use the concepts from behavioral finance and interviewing to get clients to reveal the information gradually through their responses to reflection and questioning with emphasis. Direct assessments can use various survey tools or assessment packages that reveal values. They ask about attitudes regarding saving, debt, credit, financial satisfaction, spending, and so on. The stage of the relationship and type of client can be a guide, or it could be a two-step process with indirect setting up direct. The client's cultural norms are important to discover. Taking a system's perspective means that the system as a whole, including a client's culture and their inner and extended family, impacts how an individual acts and reacts to events and what norms or unwritten rules apply to them. Some of these unwritten rules will create cultural and gender-specific expectations for the client that they may abide by or defy. Cultural norms can also create expectations for who they can turn to for financial support or advice. Culture contributes to a person's values in addition to being a network that the client may or may not be able to rely upon for support. Families from various cultures may be more or less open to changing how things are done or to adapting to new situations. Helping clients to see themselves within their larger network can help them understand how they are being influenced and how they, in turn, influence others. When they perceive that influence to be negative, they may develop personal defense mechanisms or work to reduce their own negative influence on others, including getting motivated to learn better financial habits.